Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. On yesterday's broadcast, we began looking at a very short psalm, Psalm 133, and I would just like to take a moment again to read it for you. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garment, as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. Praise God. Thank you for your word, Lord. On yesterday's broadcast, we began looking at the fact that the psalmist David is saying, it is a wonderful thing for brethren to live together, to dwell together in unity. And that Hebrew word good is tov, is for, it means beautiful, kind, excellent, righteous, delightful, precious. Other translations render it as wonderful, delightful, sweet, in harmony. It is good for God's people to live together in love and in harmony without strife. And he compares it to two things. He compares it to the very anointing oil that was used to anoint Aaron as he was high priest, that went down from the top of his head to the soles of his feet, down to the bottom of his garment. And then also, there's a reference, that's a simile. It is like ointment. It is like or as the dew of Hermon, as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. And on yesterday's broadcast, we made reference to a chapter in Leviticus, the 14th chapter, that talked about the cleansing of the leper or the sinner. And there was a sanctification once he was to be declared cleansed. Blood was applied on the tip of the right ear, the right hand and foot, and also the anointing oil was placed in those three places, indicating a complete cleansing and sanctification for the Lord, the thought life, their works, their ministry, that person who was cleansed, and also fellowship. And that same thing occurs for and to us, beloved, as we become birthed into the family of God. That blood sacrifice of Jesus has cleansed us, restored us to fellowship with the Father, and then the Holy Spirit comes to indwell us, and He is our empowering, He is our anointing, He is the one who gives us the ability, the strength, the wisdom, the help that we need. He's our counselor to live a victorious Christian life. So on today's broadcast, let's look at what the Word has to say about do, because it talks about that harmony and about that unity, and God loves it. He hates, it says in Proverbs, he that sows discord among the brethren. He hates that not only in church families, but in natural families. And so often, when there ought to be the greatest time of blessing and joy and harmony, many times around the holidays, for example, that's when it's the most strained and the most difficult. But let's look at what the dew of Hermon and the dew that descends upon the mountains of Zion, what does that reference? Well, to just make it as brief as possible, that dew represents Jesus. Jesus is the dew, if you will. Dew in the natural is a source of freshness. It's nature's provision for renewing the face of the earth. It falls at night, and without it, vegetation would die. I live up here in Idaho, and generally around the end of October, because this is a seasonal land, winter comes, there's snow, it is imperative that home residents have their sprinklers blown out. And even though it's the winter time hasn't come in full, there's enough dew on the ground, the landscape people told me, that it's sufficient to water the grass. And so just as in nature, the shrubs, the herbs, the grass is bathed in dew, so the Lord renews his people. And it is used in Scripture as a symbol of spiritual refreshing. In Titus chapter 3, verse 5, that same thought of spiritual refreshing is connected with the ministry of the Holy Ghost. There, the word talks about the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Beloved, do you have that heavenly dew in your life? Do you feel that you're lacking freshness and vigor? Are you drooping from a lack of dew? Every day, beloved, just as in the natural world, you and I must receive the renewing of the Holy Spirit. You know, in the book of Acts, it says on the day of Pentecost, they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. But then it goes on in just a few chapters later, it talks about as they were praying, the very place in which they were praying was shaken by the power of the Lord, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit. They were already filled, but they had another filling, if you will, because we continually in this life need to be refilled with the Spirit of the Lord. And some interesting concepts about dew is that dew will never gather while there is either heat or wind. That's true in the natural. What happens is the temperature must fall and the wind must cease and the air has to come to a point of coolness and rest, absolute rest, if you will, so that those invisible particles of moisture, the dew, can settle upon the herb or flower or the lawn. I know many times as I get up in the morning and I go outside and take a brief walk with the dogs, there are times there's not dew on the grass. It's quite dry. Other mornings, you just get your shoes all wet. Why? Well, this very factor I've shared. There was wind, and it wasn't that cool. So in order for the dew to fall, I said in the natural, that temperature must fall and the wind has to cease. There has to be a place of rest, if you will, so the dew can actually settle. If there's wind blowing, it actually evaporates at all, or doesn't even settle. So how can we relate in a spiritual way? The dew of the Lord's refreshing, if you will, it doesn't rest upon the soul of man until a still point is fairly and fully reached. So often we can feel just worn out, jaded, agitated, just torn apart. But beloved, if we will quiet ourselves before the Lord, the dew of his presence will come. What does the scripture tell us? Be still and know that I am God. Beloved, you and I need to get still before him. We need to linger in the Master's presence. We have to allow all those troubling thoughts, all the demands, all the voices of our day-to-day life, all the things that we need to accomplish, the things that have to be done, the tyranny of the urgent, if you will, and just for a time lay those aside, because if we will be willing to do that, to come and allow his refreshing to come upon our souls and spirits, then we'll be able to get up and with without that much effort be able to accomplish the things that we do need to get done. The Lord knows there are things that have to be done. It's like Mary and Martha. Of course, there were, you know, numbers of people there. Martha needed to be hospitable. There was a time to prepare the meal, and yet there was also a time to be sitting at the feet of Jesus. And if we're willing to put that better part first, well, then the rest will fall in place. And so, beloved, you and I need to wait before the Lord until we can feel saturated with the dew of His presence. And, beloved, then you can go forth with a conscious freshness and with the vigor of Christ. Dew, He is the dew, beloved. He is the dew that will settle upon the quiet of our soul. And beloved, if you're willing to do that, you will not only have prosperity and vibrant and abundant life, but the fullness of His person in the fruit of the Spirit as well as His gifts. Because, you know, you just can't separate the gifts from the giver of the gifts and vice versa. Praise God. And sometimes, you know, he'll even take the good gifts or the things that we enjoy out of our lives so that He alone may be our chief joy. He is a jealous lover. And sometimes I think we haven't fully understood, we haven't fully appreciated that. Beloved, we can have the anointing in our lives that comes from the Holy Spirit, but we will not have the dew unless we can experience that quietness that comes from willingness to follow the Lord and the dew that comes from unity in the body of Christ. Beloved, this is the point or emphasis of the psalm, if you will, brethren dwelling together in unity. That's what David said, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren in the church, brethren, our spiritual family, our natural families, if we will allow that dew to distill in stillness. What's the personal application? A lack of strife, no winds of turmoil, no heat of division, but we will allow the precious Holy Spirit to anoint us with that oil, to allow His Spirit to drop that precious quiet dew upon our souls. We can enjoy the goodness, the harmony, the pleasantness, the delightful experience of His presence and the joy of dwelling in unity with one another. Praise God. Well, my time has flown, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. Thank you for joining me. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you. God bless you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,